In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit. Once again, thank you for coming back today, those who were here yesterday. Wonderful to have the whole community here. And as I said when I prayed just before the Christmas market, we're not here primarily to make money. We're just here to welcome the community, young and old, people from all cultures, our diverse parish that we minister in. Just wonderful to have them here and to be in this place, having fun. Some good news today. I went to see my sister on Friday with Barbara. We drove down to Wales this time last year. I went to the house and it was dark to see her, and she was in a very, very bad state. I went immediately to the doctor and went through all sorts of hoops to just get her in front of a doctor because I was so concerned about her state of health. Finally got her to the GP, took her down late evening. Didn't want to wait for an ambulance 4 or 5 hours. The next day my sister collapsed and ended up in ITU in a hospital called The Grange in Newport, South Wales. And she was very sick, as you know, and she went onto our prayer list. So sick, in fact, that the whole family went down to see her just before Christmas. All of us went to say our last goodbyes. She was in intensive care. Wonderfully, she rallied. Eventually went back home, but then back into hospital. But when we were there on Friday, she seems to have made a remarkable recovery. Able to walk around, able to look after herself. She was having 4 carers a day, now she's only having one. And she has been transformed. So I want to thank you today for those people who have prayed for her. You might not have prayed. You might have looked at Starlink as a cursory glance and maybe even put it back. But I thank you for people here who are faithful in prayer, who take prayer genuinely seriously. So thank you. You might say, well, actually, the reason she got better was because of good health care and medicine and the hospital. Yes, that's true, but I think actually that without our prayers in addition to that, because that's God's healing team, it would have been a very different story. So we take prayer seriously here. And maybe one day your name will also be on Starlink and you might be in intensive care and there will be people here who will pray for you because we believe in the power of prayer to transform things. We don't just give cursory glance to these things. These aren't things that we do just for the sake of it. They're real. So thank you for your prayers. Some not so good news. You will have heard the news this week, and this Sunday today is Safeguarding Sunday. Safeguarding Sunday has become, and safeguarding generally has become part of our national life because children, young and old, families, people, generally, all of us, sadly, often come to church and this is not a safe place to be. How tragic. How tragic that is. That a place that is meant to be its safest, where people can be and be themselves, how tragic it is that churches, and so many other institutions, by the way, not just churches, are unsafe places. And it's very good in our national life that safeguarding has become important, where people's lives are guarded and protected. Sadly, because of the stories that have got on in the 80s, and as a result of the Macon Inquiry, which you can read, it's 200 pages long, the Archbishop this week has had to resign. Do you know, for the first time, as a parish priest, I was reluctant to go into the streets in Eastcote and Pinner, where I've been this week, and other places. I was reluctant to wear my dog collar. I was reluctant to wear it because I wondered what sort of messages it gave to the people that I was encountering and what they might think about me. Isn't that tragic? That here was a somebody who was meant to be here to do good and to serve and love and reach out and protect and guard, but this suddenly became a thing to condemn and something that was to be ridiculed, something to be fearful of. Tragic. And the church so often has preached the good news, and we've actually behaved like the bad news. And that includes me and you. And the only way we can deal with these things, because I can't deal with things at a national level, an international level, much maybe even not even locally at a governmental level in Harrow, but I can do, we can do something about it here. We can do something here. We can start here. We can address these things and make them good in our parishes. So I have some control here and ability to look after things a bit. So we can start here. We can start, if you like, from below. So where we have some means of change here with one another in our community, let's do it, shall we? Let's be the good news and not act like the bad news. Because we can manage that. And wonderfully, if we do that from below, change can come above. There was a wonderful MP, a Labour MP, quite radical, very articulate, called Anthony Wedgwood Benn. You might remember him. Wedgie Benn. Wedgie Benn. He said, if you want to change a society, the only place that you can really begin to change anything is from below. You start locally, and then you begin to change it. It rises up. Then you can begin to change it. So on this Safeguarding Sunday, let's begin here, shall we? And if all the parishes across the country and across the world did this, and we began to think about our behaviours towards one another, and we dealt with that, and we changed the way that we react and the way that sometimes we manipulate or control or bully or speak badly of one another, and we build bridges, we don't build bridges, we build fences. If we can deal with it here, then we can begin to manage it, and gradually it will filter up. Society will be changed, and we will see a different country, different community, a different Britain. It can start here. That we become the good news, not the bad news. I've been thinking this week, slightly embarrassed about my dog collar, whether I've manipulated people, whether I try to control them, whether I've bullied them in the name of God, or used the power that I've got somehow for my own benefit and they've been diminished, whether I've broken the rules, if you like, of safeguarding, because everybody who comes to this place should feel safe, not manipulated or controlled, blessed and nourished, built up. Whether I've gossiped about them. And if I have, I'm sorry for that. Because you see, it starts here. And if we can start here, as Wedgie Benn says, change will only come from below. Gradually it filters up and the society has changed. Maybe that's the kingdom, perhaps. And we build bridges with one another. So, pray for the Church of England, will you? Pray for Justin Welby, please, and his family. He's a good man. holy man. Pray for him. Our country needs God. It's broken. Our world needs God. It's broken. You know, I'm sure that sometimes you might even want to just switch off the TV because this becomes too much. I understand that. Sometimes you switch off the TV and pour an extra glass of wine. I understand that because our country needs God. And maybe if we can begin here in this place to build bridges with each other and be real with one another. Some years ago, somebody said to me something. They said, Lyndon, in your ministry, tell no lies. Tell no lies. In your ministry, tell no lies. What does that mean? Does it mean that I go around telling lies? No. I'll tell you what it means. In your ministry, tell no lies. What it means is that the person I am in private must also be the person I am in public. And the person I am in public, I am also in private, that I'm real. I'm real. I'm not pretend. What you see here has an integrity and you can trust it. It's real. Tell no lies. So a question to finish today. As we come towards Advent, the time of repentance and self-reflection before the coming of Christmas, we do Christmas too early these days. We miss Advent. A question for all of us today. Are you in your life telling lies really? How real are you? Are you the person in private, the same person in public? Or is it all a pretense? How real are you? Because then when we become real, we can trust it. And the person in private is the same as the person in public. And there isn't a darkness, there isn't a shadow side to us that, oh, really? No, it's real, we can trust it. We tell no lies. And when the church becomes real in private as well as public, then it can be trusted. You and I can be trusted. But the only way we can do this is to start here, at grassroots level. And when we do, we can be changed. We can become the body of Christ. And society can be changed. And there's a hope for the nation, but it starts here. Tell no lies. Please. Be real. Don't pretend. And certainly don't bully or manipulate or gossip. Tell no lies.